Parshas Va'era, it's actually the second pasuk in the parsha. The parsha starts off, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayoymer Elav Ani Hashem. And then it even elaborates, Va'era, that Hashem is saying that to the Avos, Rashi says El Ha'Avos, which the pasuk elaborates, but it's an El Avram, El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov, that to the Avos I was only misgala with the name of Kel Shakai. And now, Ushmi Havaya, Yudke Vovke, I wasn't noida to them. But now, Vaistois, the Svarim explained, in order to create the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Koidim Zmanoi, it's not supposed to be. It's not the 400 years. Hashem has to create a new Mitzias that the Shem Havaya is going to create the Afsharis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ovis didn't need to have that Madrega, and they were Mischabrit Hashem to Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Loi Neidati. But the Emes, there's a whole pasuk here. It could have been Parshas Vayedaber, or Parshas Moshe, Parshas Vayomer. The whole pasuk here, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani, and he's talking Megala the Shem Havaya. Ki Yedua Elokim is Midas Adin, and Hashem Yudkei Bovke is Midas Rachman, and Elokim, which is more stark, it's Vayedaber. Vayedaber is a starker relation, and then for the Shem Havaya is Vayomer. What this pasuk is saying, and it's a necessary hakdama for the parsha of Eiru, which we're going to start the Makos. We're in Golus. In Shemois, and now we're still in Golus until Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Be'etzim until we get to Nasa V'Nishma. We said Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria Nasa V'Nishma. The Matar is to get to that, but this process is starting. Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. That you should know that Midas Adin and Midas Rachanim is really the same. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Hashem Hu Elokim. It's Hainu Hach. It's different facets of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch and how he manifests itself to us. But Be'etzim, Hashem, Hu Ha'elekim, it's really the same. In Tikkunei Zohar it says, interesting, Yudke Vovke, there are various ways to spell it. When you spell it literally, Yudke Vovke, it's Gematria 26. But there are ways to spell out the letters. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey is Hey Aleph. Hey can be spelled a few different ways. Vav also can be spelled a few different ways. And there are various ways to spell it. One of the Ifanim, how you spell Yudke Vovke, if you do it with the Hey's, meaning hey is with the aleph, sorry. Hey is hey aleph. Vav is vav aleph vav, and hey is hey aleph. It's gematria 45. Yud kei vav kei is 45. Zok tefkon yizor. 45 is ma mem hey. How do you spell mem hey? Mem mem hey aleph. That's gematria 86. 86 is elikim. 86 is elikim. So yud kei vav kei eventually is elikim. Yud kei vav kei, which is ma. Ma is mem hey. Mem hey is 86 is elikim. So vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, it's that he's telling the Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem that side of Midas Adin, side of Midas Rachanim is the same. Because it's all one Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Emes. And we had that in last week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgala, his name to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a different name. It's Kedai to see the Rashbam in Parsha Shmois. He elaborates for Zunder about this name, the shame of Eya, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. That's Gematria 21. And the Sfarim speak a lot about that, that Eya, Asher, Eya, 21 times 21 is Gematria Emes, 441. Because Hashem Hu Elokim, the different midas are the same. It's all different manifestations of a Kodesh Baruch. Now the pasuk says that there are different lishoinos of geula. Vaitzesi viitzalti vegaalti velokachti. There are four lishoinos of geula, and ki yadua we have arba koisos on leil haseder keneged these four lishoinos of geula. We do not have the fifth lashon vehevesi. Some say that's the kois shel Elio, but there are arba lishoinos of geula, and that's the symbolism of the arba koisos. Now. The Gra, it's brought down in the Siddur Gra, a very interesting chiddush. He says the Arba Lashonis of Geula are not, it's not Velakachi. It's Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, and then Vigo'alti again. The fourth kois, Ben Shlishi the Revi'i Lo Yafsik, Lo Yishtim. The third and fourth kois are both Vigo'alti. The same way we don't have Vaitzesi, Velakachi also was Matan Torah. That's Shavuos. The Arba Lashonis by Lil Haseder are Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, and Vigo'alti, and Vigo'alti Nochamol. Tzvei Dargis and Vigo'alti. That's what he says. He says, I, Rashi and Sochem, and the Rashbam and Sochem, and the Marsha, and the Medrash, and the Yerushalmi that they bring in, so many Mekoris and Chazal that all say, Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vigo'alti. He says, it's a toys. It's supposed to say Vigo'alti. Now, you can't argue that he says, I know that in Rashi and in the Rashbam and in the Yerushalmi and in the Medrash it says Vigo'alti. But it's a toys. Not that they made a mistake. It's for Christ. It's supposed to say Vigo Alti. So I found the Balaturim not like the Gra. Because the Balaturim says that the Arba Lashoinis of Hoitzesi Vitzalti. You ready? Vigo Alti, V'lokachti. Is that a Ryan not like the Gra? Yeah, because the Baal HaTurim says that he asks, why dafka wine? And why dafka four kaisis? So he says, because V'yitzesi v'yitzalti v'galti v'lokachti is gematria v'loy yifches la'anish of Yisrael may arba kaisis shal yayim. I worked out the gematria. It's with v'lokachti. Two v'galtis doesn't work out to the gematria. That's a Baal HaTurim, not like the Gra. The Baal HaTurim is before that he's taka learning that it's V'yitzesi v'yitzalti v'galti v'lokachti. And those are the four l'shoinis of Geula. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to be the Mevaser of the Geula, and he says, Hein b'nei Yisrael loishamu elai, ve'eich yishme'eni paroi v'ani aral sfasayim. I saw the Ben Eshchai writes, we know that the Yidden knew, for hundreds of years, they knew that the Goyel is supposed to come with a famous code word. And everyone knew this top secret. That when he comes and says, Pokoit pokadati, then we know it's the real Goyel. Pokoit is gematria 190, Kates. They were supposed to be 400. They only stay 210. Kadma v'azla. We said last week, Vayimoru es chayeyim. They were kadma v'azla. Kadma v'azla, gematria, 190. Why did they go, the words kadma v'azla, why did they go 190 years earlier? Because of the Vayimoru es chayeyim. But how are they going to know it's the right guy? Because he's going to say, Pokoit pokadati. Who knows this? Everybody. Grace Kuntz. Says the Ben Ishchai, Moshe Rabbeinu was an aral sfasayim. How would it sound if he says it? His pay, aral sfasayim, can't say pay. It sounds like a base, right? If you're right before Shabbos, and you have a Shabbos, you want to take a taxi to the Kaisel, wherever you're going for your Friday night suit, then you want to make sure that the nahag from the taxi, you don't want to be machshel someone chas v'sholom mechil Shabbos. You want to make sure that he's from the Shar Umos Ha'olam. So you ask him to say Pepsi. If he says Bebsi, then you know that you can take him for the ride, because that's how they say it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was an aral sfasayim, and he said pokoit pokadati. That was the godless. They knew he wasn't able to, and becholatim he said it. That was the simon that they were able to know that it's him. But Moshe Rabbeinu makes a kal v'chaim, and he says, "Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yishamu elai." So the eich yishmeini pare. Frek develop the bomb kasha. Asach red megin this kasha. It says meforish in the pasuk, "Lo yishamu el Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha." So how can Moshe Rabbeinu make the kal v'chaimer? Rashi says this is one of the kal v'chaimers in the Torah. What's the kal v'chaimer? If the Yidden don't listen to me, so Koshkin Pare won't. There's a pircha minei ubei in the kal v'chaimer. It says in the first in the pasuk that the reason b'nei Yisrael lo yishamu elai is because of koytze ruach avoy the kasha. Pare doesn't have that. So what's it's a pircha in the kal v'chaimer? So I heard a few interesting pshatim. One gishmak pshat I heard is we said the emes the Yidden weren't supposed to go out yet. It's supposed to be 400 years. They know the schedule. It's not 400 years. So when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bnei Yisrael and he tells them it's time to go out, and he says, Pokoit pokadati. But they know that, you know, it's 192 years early. It's 190 years early. Something's not stemming. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with a shtickle Torah and he said, no, you don't chap. There was koitza ruach. There was avoy de kosha. It adds up. The meriris and the avoy de kosha is, so it, not congested, it became, I'm gazap that this 190 years is enough. And you know what the pasuk says? We are ready. V'loy Shamuel Moshe mikaitz ruach mevay the kasha. They didn't listen to the shtickle Torah that it was because of kaitz ruach mevay the kasha. They didn't believe that that's the mark. Now, if the Yid didn't believe that vart, Kolshken Par is not going to be interested in this vart that kaitz ruach and mevay the kasha is a siva not to go out. Pashat shot, you learn, they weren't able to hear Moshe because they had mevay the kasha. Then the kasha is a good kasha. Par doesn't have mevay the kasha. But we're saying a different shot. Mikaitz ruach mevay the kasha is all part of the shtickle. They didn't believe Moshe that the Kaitz Ruach and Avoy the Kosh is supposed to be Makatzer of his man. Certainly, Pari's not going to believe that. A much more simple pshat I once heard. Yes, the Pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael were Loi Shamu because of Kaitz Ruach and Avoy the Kosh. The Pasuk says so. But who says Moshe Rabbeinu knew that? It doesn't say. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that they're not listening to him. The Pasuk, Hashem, the Torah, the narrator of the Torah says the reason was Mekaitz Ruach and Avoy the Kosh. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know that. Moshe Rabbeinu sees B'nai Yisrael is not listening. Koshkin that. That they won't listen. I heard it once another time. This is Bedero Drush. It says that they don't want to listen because they're avoid the kasha. You know what's avoid the kasha? Avoid the kasha is avoid the zara. Avoid the zara. Para is a shtick avoid the zara. If Bnei Yisrael will lay shamu because of avoid the kasha, para is a shtick avoid the kasha. Para is an avoid the zara. And it's a beautiful lashon in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. She says, you know what it means koytze ruach. He said avoid the kasha. What does it mean koytze ruach? He says, why they're out of breath and they're not able to handle it? Why not? Zok to Aruch Chaim, ki mihiyosam loy hayu bnei Torah loy shamu.
Because ki ben toira ha toira marcheves daitoi shel adam. Kolskin para shaloi hoya ben toira. A ben toira has a certain harchoves adas. Koitze ruach is someone who's not a ben toira. Loshen of the Eruchayim HaKadosh. All of a sudden, there's a hafsak in the parasha of Arif Hasheni. Eila roshe beis avoysam. We go through the B'nai Ruvain, the B'nai Shimon, B'nai Levi. We start elaborating, Gershon, Kas Merari, and we go through Yocheved, Amram, we get to Moshe. So Rashi already says, we wanted to be Miyaches, Moshe and Aaron. We're going to be talking now about Moshe and Aaron, and we want to say who they are. So we start from the beginning. Kli Yoker says it was actually a process. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is looking for a mani. Okay, so he starts with Reuven, and he sees if there's anyone available by Reuven. He starts with Shimon, okay. B'nai Shimon, Yemuel, Yomin, Oihad. Let's see if there's someone here. And it's Kipshutei, Vayichapes. That's the Pshat of the Pesukim. The Rabbi Nishan says, the Rabbi Nishan was looking to see through Reuven, Shimon. But then he says another Pshat to Kli Yoker. It stresses Reuven, Shimon, Levi, to stress that Levi's the third, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Baruch Rachmana, the Yod Oiraisa Tlisa, he gave us a triple Torah. Torah Neviim Ksuvim, La'am Klisa'a, a nation that's three, Koyan Levi Yisrael, Al Yedei Klisa'a, Moshe Rabbeinu is the third child, and also comes from Shevet Levi, B'yoyim Klisa'a, Lashon HaKadosh Shabbos, on the third day of the Prisha, they had to be Pirish for 3 days, B'yarcha Klisa'a, in the third month, Sivan, and onwards, the Gemara discusses everything about three. So we're stressing that there's Reuven Shimon, Levi is the third Shevet. Interesting to note that Rashi says first that Moshe Rabbeinu was the third child. Was Moshe Rabbeinu Yocheved's third child? Last week we spoke out that after Aaron and Miriam was born, Amram divorced Yocheved, and according to one shita we said, she went and married Elitzafim ben Parnach and had two children named Eldad and Medad, who were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from the mother, according to this shita. We spoke other shitas. But according to this shita, Moshe Rabbeinu is actually the fifth child of Yocheved. From Yocheved, he's the fifth child. Interesting, it calls him the Am Tlisa. There's another pshat that the reason why the Torah is telling us now about the Rosh Beis Avoysam is because it's important to know by there are some umois or even dotois, religions and nations, that the person that started the nation was a very central figure. They turn him into an Elil, they turn him into Elohus, they turn him into a Chelik, Eloiha, which is not. That's why it says in the Gemara, Moishem Chulin Daf Kuf Lamentes, Moishem in HaTorah Minayin, Shenemar B'Shagam Hu Basar, passing in the end of Parshas Bereishis, B'Shagam is Gematria. Moishe is in the Torah. We want to stress that Moishe Rabbeinu is human. He has a mother, he has a father, he didn't come from a ruach hakodesh. It's that's very important to stress, and that's what we're bringing down the yichus. The Moshe Rabbeinu was pashut someone from the Am. He's noilad from the Am. He has a mother. He has a grandfather. He has a cheshbin. I saw a fascinating pshat on this concept. This is brought down in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe Chelek Ches. It brings a fascinating story from Rav Moshe Feinstein that there was a certain person who was on his deathbed in Luban, where Moshe Rabbeinu was Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Rav, and he called in Rav Moshe and he says, I'm about to die and I need to speak to you. He said, why? He said, you should know, this is the Geusus was saying. Last week, he says this person, we learned about the Benois Loit, and I spoke about them, the Zilzel, that they said, Moyab, that it's from their father, that's what they named the child that they had from Loit. And I spoke about them that it was, and this is what the Geusus is saying, and it says, Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't spoiled because, you know, you could have a pshat from the Or HaChaim or from Rashi or from the Ramban. This is a pshat from the Benois Loit, because this fellow said that the Benois Loit came to him and told him the reason why they called their child Moyab is because they really thought the world is over and they're the only three remaining survivors of the world, their father and the two daughters. And yes, they are going to create now a new Am and the world, B'chlal, is going to procreate over here. And people are going to think, okay, the world started, there was Loit and his two daughters and suddenly there's grandkids. Okay, how did it happen? Yeah, not from Loit. Yeah, there's going to be a story. It's going to be a Yoshkemaisa. So they wanted to instill into the Mitzvah. They were wrong because there were other people and only Sodom was destroyed. But that was their plan. And that's why they called the child Moyav. That yes, it came from the father. They should know that that's the Mitzvah. And it says, Moshe was Meshabeach. This is a Pshat and Benois Loit from Benois Loit. But it's a similar idea we're saying here. That the Torah is stressing to us that Moshe Rabbeinu is human. A manik in Klaisho, however great, is human. Now it says Moshe of Aaron. The Pesukim say, who Aaron and Moshe? One pasuk right after the other. First it says,
Who Aaron and Moshe? Asher Amar Lehem. Haitziu. And then the Hemshech, who Moshe of Aaron? And Rashi brings, Lelamoid Sheshkulim Hain. Sometimes it's marked in Moshe to Aaron. Sometimes it's marked in Aaron to Moshe. But the point is that it's Shkulim Hain. It's Yadua. They don't have it that often anymore. But in old Sfarim, the printers used to have in the shar blot of a sefer, they would have ki'ilu, a picture, a dmus, a tziur, of ki'ilu, we know what he looked like, of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. On the two sides, now sometimes there's farm with lions. Yeah, this one has lions. It's also an old sefer, yeah. There's lions, there's different. Some farm don't have any kind of pictures. But there are different farm that used to have a dmus of Moshe and Aaron on the two sides. And always the printers, Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall and thin, and Aaron was very much shorter and larger, fatter. So they asked the printer, what's the pshat? He says, because the Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos. Because it says when he did the Gemara in Erevin, and Shabbos he built the Mishkan. And Aaron Avada was much shorter because he had to go on it to three steps to light a menorah that was 18 tefachim. So obviously Aaron was much shorter. So they said, okay, well, why is Moshe Rabbeinu thin and Aaron Balbosa? They said, because it says Shkulim him. He's much taller. However, it says Aaron and Moshe Shkulim. We had to balance it out. That was the chokhma of the printer. Now, Rashi says that klar, there are some things that says Aaron first, some things that says Moshe first. But both together state in the Heilig of B'nai Yisoschar, Moshe and Aaron together. Moshe Aaron is Gematria 601. What does it mean, 601? Atar. Chazal said it's a Lashon, Atar Shechinte, the place of the Shechina. There's the Shechina. Where's the Atar of the Shechina? Moshe, the Aaron. Moshe Aaron is Gematria Atar, Aleph Tafresh. But it's also 601. What's 601? 600. The Aleph, one more. But Aleph we know is also Eleph. Moshe and Aaron are shuckled to the Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Aaron is Gematria Sheish Meos, the Eleph. The Aleph, sorry, but which is the Eleph. 600,000. 601. Eleph, we know, turns into Aleph. We know this Mansapach, that after the highest value letter in Gematria is Tuf, which is 400. But then you have Mansapach, the five ender letters that are worth in their value 500, 600, 700, and you have Tzadi Soifis, the end letter, Alange Tzadi, is 900. What comes after 900? Eleph! And even look at the words. Aleph is spelled Aleph. There's a Patach and two, and a Tzeri. Aleph. That's how you spell Aleph. Aleph. A patach and a tzeri, that looks like 26. Two yuds, the tzeri is two yuds, and the patach is like a vov. That's Hashem, it's Havaya, is 26. Eleph is six nakudis, shishim ribo. Aleph is Eleph, and Moshe v'Aaron are shkulim, and it's sheish meyos v'Aleph. But it's very interesting, because, you know, it says, sometimes it says Aaron first, sometimes it says Moshe first. In the end of last week's parasha, it says that Moshe and Aaron, v'achar bo, Moshe v'Aaron to Parai. And Rashi says, where were the Shivim Zakenim? They were on the way to Parai, and slowly, you know, imagine, you're going to Parai. Parai is the, I don't know how to describe it, is a melech achzor ma'oi, to try to go into him and tell someone a very extreme dogma, someone's going, in World War II, he's going to Germany, to a group of two Yidden, and calls a home to Rome, we're going to go meet Hitler, we're going to tell him to let the Yidden go. You're going in the wrong place, yeah? And so slowly the Zakenim started peeling away. So Rashi says, so the Achar Bo was just Moshe V'Aaron. Where did all this Kenim go? They disappeared. That's why Zok Rashi, in the end of Shmois, and by the time of Matan Torah, only Moshe Rabbeinu actually went into the Anon V'Arotha. Frek the Das Kenim. What's with Aaron? It says, if Achar Bo Moshe V'Aaron, and the Zakenim weren't there, because they slowly slipped away, so neither can I get me, that they weren't Zoycha to go in to the Anon V'Arotha by Matan Torah. Frek the Das Kenim. What's with Aaron? Aaron didn't sneak away. It says, Achar Bo Moshe V'Aaron. Says the Daskenim, yeah, but it's Moshe and then Aaron. Moshe nis'amitz yoiser. Kivan she nis'amitz yoiser, more effort, he goes into the Arafel. And Aaron, b'cholifin, was in, but on a different level of a mechitza. What's the diak? How do you know Moshe was nis'amitz yoiser? Because it says, v'achar bo, Moshe v'Aaron. I don't understand. What do you want it to say? It has to say one of them first. Sometimes it says Aaron first. Sometimes it says Moshe first. It's Moshe Aaron. It's Aaron Moshe. How do you know that from over here to be medayk, v'achar bo Moshe v'Aaron, she Moshe nis'amitz yoiser, and because of that, mida keneged mida, even over there, it was Moshe more. Now, a simple math question from Parshas Va'era. The pasuk says, "Perek Zayin, pasuk Zayin, Umoyshe ben Shmoinim Shana va'Aharon ben Shalosh u'Shmoinim Shana ba'Omdam lifnei Paro." Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old at the beginning of this process of the coming into Paro. The Makos, we're going to maybe go a little bit into the different sheetahs, which time of the year was each Makos, but Kipshuta, the series of the 10 Makos were for a full year. It's a Mishnah in Idios, Mishpat, Mitzrayim, Shtemisrei Chodesh, a list of five things there it says in the Mishnah in Idios, that there are things that Mishpat Rishon, Begehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh, Mishpat, Mitzrayim, Yud Beis Chodesh. Kipshutai, that means the Makos started either Nisan or Iyar of the year before. There are other sheetahs, but let's assume the Pashtus, the Mishnah says it was for 12 months. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 when he first met Paroi. We have a year that they're in the Mitzrayim going through the process of the Makos. The Yidden were in the Midbar for, everybody knows, 40 years. It's a Pasuk. Actually, it's not a Pasuk, Mamash, about the Midbar, but there's a Pasuk, L'mashal, and Parshas B'shalach, by the Mon, Uvnei Yisrael Echlu Es Hamon Arboyim Shona. So 80, not too complex, 80 plus 1 plus 40, it's 121. The Pasuk says in the end of Sefer Dvarim, Umoyshe ben Meya ve'esrim shona anoich yayin. We're off. Something is off. He's 80 when the Makos start. The Makos take a year. They're in the Midbar for 40 years. And at the end, he's 120 years old. So this is a kasha that many of the Achrayim talk about, and I'll share with you a few basic trutzim that are possibilities. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Hagoyis Yaivitz in Zvachim Dav Kuf Yud Ches says a chiddush. He says the Yidden were in the Midbar for 39 years. It says 40, but really means 39. There's a lot of kashas on this. This came out. Gemara in Zvachim is Mashmanati. That's what's going on over there. It also says that the Meraglim were punished for 40 years in the Midbar because of the Arboyim Yoim. Maybe you'll say the Arboyim Yoim with the Meraglim also was 39. I mean, maybe we can start doing this. That 40 is not really 40, it's 39. Okay. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer where he writes, Tshuva Chavtes, he writes, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't 80 years old. He was 79. He entered his 80th year. I'll bring you a dogma. The Rambam says that a person is supposed to get married at the age of 17. Rambam, Hilchasishas, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis. Anyone here 17? When you're 17, you're supposed to get married. And everyone says the makar for the Rambam is because it says, Shmoyne Esrei L'chupa. Okay, but he says 17. So one teretz I saw, Reb Chaim Kanievsky actually brings this, he says, because Kedushin was a year before Chuppah in those days. So if Shmoyne Esrei is L'Chuppah, so the Rambam says Erisin is supposed to be when you're 17. But another pshat is that no, Shmoyne Esrei L'Chuppah means when you're 17, when you're entering your 18th year. And everything in that Mishnah, Ben Esrim Lirdoth means when you're 19. Ben Chomesh L'Mikra means when you're 4. Ben Shloish Esrei L'Mitzvahs means when you're 12, I guess. You have to say we don't paskin like the Mishnah Ben Igeya that. But that's the pshat. That's 80 is 79. Now, there's a third option, and I want to elaborate on maybe the hemshich a little bit, that maybe the makos didn't take a full 12 months. There's a mahalat that the makos were mamash quickly, just Adar Nisan, right then, chunk, compressed into a shorter amount of time, how it seems with the Mishnah. There's arichas on it, but it's an option. So, be'emes, we just said three terutzim to the potential kasha, that 80 plus 1 plus 40 somehow adds up to 121, We either said 40 is 39, or 1 is not exactly 1, or 80 is 79. Do not use all three terutzim, because then Moshe Rabbeinu will be 118. I gave you three terutzim, you choose one of them. You can choose which one you want, but don't do all three terutzim, because then you will go under. Now, it's interesting, this idea though, that we said Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, the Chasam Sofer says he was really 79. The gather of that is because you enter your 80th year. But Lagavi, when it says they were in the Midbar for 40 years, you want to tell me they were really there for 39 years, but it says they were there for 40 years. Then you have to say something else. And we find this in other places, that the Torah says a number, and you could round it off. Tisperu chamishim yoyin. And it's 49. Shivim nofesh yardu l'mitzrayim. It's really only 69. There are many other terutzim to this. I know, but the Rosh says, the Rosh in Pesachim asks, how can you do Sefira Sa'imer 50 days? It says 49. And there are many terutzim to this kasha. But the Rosh says, you're allowed to round it off. 70 is 69. Arboyim Yakenu by Malkus. And it really is 39. So I heard a Meir the Kazakh. The Gemara says that you should stand up for a Sefer Torah, then Zichi, you should stand up for a Gavra Rabba. The Gemara says, why?
Because you know what the Gavra Rabba did? The Torah says, Arboyim Yakenu, that you're supposed to get 40 Malkis, and you only get 39. That's the Koyach HaTorah of Chazal. So you see, that's the Gavra Rabba, you should stand up. So I heard it. That's not the first place. That's in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Kiseitze. It says, Arboyim Yakenu. Bring a riot from all these other places. Chamishim Yoim, Shivim Nafesh, Arboyim Shana Bamidbar, the way we're saying now. The Gavra Rabba is not because he knows this vort that it could say a number. By the way, you can only round off a number if it's a zero. It says Aaron was 83. You can't, you know, 83 doesn't get rounded off. The 80s get rounded off. 83, I don't know. But a Gavra Rabba is not someone that knows how to round off a number. We rounded off a lot of numbers. Sphere Saimer, Shivim Nafesh. Aber a Yid that's going to be getting 40 clip, and the Gavra Rabba is the one that knows he can say a vort that it would say that the Yid should only get 39 clip. That's a Gavra Rabba, that he's nice of oil with an under Yid, that you can be matzal that a Yid should only get 39 malchus instead of 40. That's a Gavra Rabba. Changing the numbers is a gun, he'll change the numbers. The Gavra Rabba is that he changes it over there. B'cholotan Lagabi, the kasha of the ages of Moshe Rabbeinu, we worked out our three options. There's a Moira the Gevart from the Noyim Levelot. This is a Hakadomah now to the Makis. Moshe and Aaron are going to be doing Makis and showing Pari Moifsim. And as like Rashi says, Heaven at the Makis Lefrayim, the whole Indian of Mitzrayim is Kishuf and Shadim and magic. What's the Kunst? So they're doing something like even bigger, better. It's Sachakol, the same school. What's going on? The Eretz Zachis, of course, is that the Rabbi Nishlalim is sowing something on an entirely different realm. But the Noam Levelach says, he says, that's why it's Kiyadabra Lechem Pari Tnu Lochem Moifis. It should say, Kiyadabra Lechem Pari Tnu Lonu Moifis. Give us a Moifis. So he says, no, Pari is requesting a Moifis. Then Moshe and Aaron are going to be Nisfala better. If Moshe and Aaron practiced this a couple of times before and they know the trick, it's okay, they know the trick. No, Tnu Lochem Moifis. Pari is demanding of them, do something, I'm going to watch you. I want to see that you're Nisfala. I want to chap that it's really the Beshefer. I want you to do something that Lochem Moifis. That for you, Moshe and Aaron, you're also going to suddenly be Hispilus. Realize that something just happened over here. That has to be Avada, Al Yedei, the Koyach, that it's going to be Makos that are from the Bashefer Elein. Now, the Sfarim explained there are seven Makos in this week's Parsha. There's another three Makos in Parsha's Boy. And Sacha called there are 10 Makos. The Sfarim say that the 10 Makos are the Emes Keneged Asorim Amores. This Sfarim explained by Arichas how this works out, but the 10 Makos are from the Asorah Mamoris, Shenivra Oilam, and Keneged, the Aseres Hadibrois, and the 10 Makis of Etzim supposed to turn Paroi. Paroi is 355. Paroi is 355. Moshe is 345. The difference between Paroi and Moshe is 10. We have to give Paroi 10 Makis to get him down to 345. This form explain exactly how that works. Amatso Bakant with all these Cheshboinis. Someone told me that Ya'ir Lapid is also Gematria 345. Maybe they missed the yud. Maybe it should be 10 more. I don't know exactly, but work out the numbers. Now, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitel Yutes, the Nogov Hashem es Mitzrayim, Nogov v'rofu, v'shavu ad Hashem, v'netar lehem u'refa'om. The makas are described in two words, Nogov v'rofu. And the emes, the Gemara says in the Gilad Dr. Gimel, that from this pasuk we learn out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael is always makdim refua lemaka. Nogov v'rofu. But it's important to realize, we're going to do two of the sugya now of the makos. The makos are double. On one end, they're a nogov for the Mitzrayim. For the Mitzrayim, it's an oynish, it's a maka, it's a clap. But at the same time, it's rofoy. For the Klal Yisrael, the same maka gufa is a process. Klal Yisrael, I'm going through shoivivim now. It's two things happening at the same time. Each maka instills a certain oynish, yirida, hakor to the mitzrim. It's even more than that. The bria itself. This is not just about Klal Yisrael and the mitzrim. It's bechlal about the whole bria and how the Beshefer is relating to the whole world. The world was created with asorah mamoros. But we saw in the beginning of the parsha, amir is a softer lashon. We're upgrading now to aseres hadibrois. That's a starker lashon. That's happening through a process of the Eser Makos. The Eser Makos is strengthening the world. Now this is Nirmaz also, this form bringing Nirmaz and the Pasuk, that each Maka is both. The Pasuk says over here, Shalach es ami v'ya'avduni. V'ya'avduni. Look at the word Ya'avduni. Ya'avduni is Yud, that's the 10 Makos. Ayin Beis is Chesed. Matri Chesed. Ayin Beis. Chesed. And then there's Duni. Dalud Nun is Don. That's the Mitzrayim. I'm getting Dan. And again, another Yud. For the Yidden, it's Yud Ayin Vav. For the Yidden, the 10, the Yud, the 10 Makas are pure Chesed, Ayin Vav. And at the Ayin Beis, sorry. Yud Ayin Beis. And at the same time, Ya Avduni. For the Mitzrayim, it's Fakert, it's Duni. Now, were the Makas actually meted out also on the Yidden? There's a big Nidden about this in the Rishonim. We'll start Betzim from a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parakei. Asara nisim nasu laviseinu the Mitzrayim vasara layam. Zok the Bar Tanura, as well as Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rashi, the Pshatan. Asara nisim nasu laviseinu the Mitzrayim. What were the 10 nisim that happened to the Yidden? I know there was 10 makis. What's the 10 nisim that happened to the Yidden in Mitzrayim? Now you could say the fact that the Mitzrayim got makis is a big nes. That's true. But the Bar Tanura already and the Parshon and the Rambam also. The nace was that every one of the makis was only on the Mitzrayim and not on the Yidden. The Yidden weren't saiv on the makis. Now the Rambam brings and other Rishonim also go like that, except for Kenan. Kenan, most of the makis, it's even mefurish in the pasuk that it didn't apply to the Yidden. By Kenan, it doesn't say, and some Rishonim will learn that taka, there was makis Kenan even by the Yidden. Why? Why? So, some say because by Kenan, they already recognized Etzpa Elikim. Meaning, by a makah that they were able to reproduce, so the expression of Ya'avduni, Rafai Vinogov, that this is not the Hivdil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bein Mitzri Li Yisrael, is expressed with the fact that the Yidden didn't cycle the makah. Kenan, that wasn't even necessary, because over there, Takeda was the Hakar of Etzpa Elikim, the Hiflesi was the fact that they weren't able to do it. So there it wasn't needed that it shouldn't be by Goshen, that there shouldn't be Kenan. Another pshat I saw was that it's not Pashit. It says that the Yidden had the Mitzrayim, the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months. But on the other hand, it says, when did the Yidden stop working? According to many Mishnayim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you learn the Makkos took a full year, that means halfway into the Makkos, they were still working. It's a big machlokes. When exactly did the Shevet stop? According to one pshat sheet in the Medrash, by Kenan, there was no more to work. They were supposed to make mortar and things from the dirt. They were supposed to make bricks and cement from the dirt. Once everything turned into Kenan, so it was no more. If Goshen would have still had Afar and not turned into Kenan, then they would still make them work over there in Goshen. That's why Dafka, by Makas Kenan, which is Taka heralding in that they're not working Bechalal anymore, it's important to that even in Goshen there shouldn't be any Kenan. Now, it says that they tried to do, by Dam they were able to reproduce it by Tzradeya also. By Kenan they weren't able to. Now there's an interesting arichas in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says, there's two oifanim. It says, Bilahateim and Bilateim. And it says, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there's Kishif and there's Shaden. So he explains, Kishif is Dimyan. It just looks like something else, but it really isn't. Shaden, it's the real thing, but you're bringing it from one place to the other. Now, in each one of the oysters, like by the Dam, Tzvadei, or even earlier by the Nochash and the Mata, you have to always ask yourself, were they doing it, the Mitzrayim, were they doing it with Kishif or with Shem? Now, we're asking only on the Mitzrayim. The Yidden, Moshe and Aaron, we know how they're doing it. Tnu Lachem Moifes, the Bashefer Alei. Yeah? But what is the Khartoumim attempting to do, and what does Paroi maybe think Moshe and Aaron are doing until he's convinced? So the options are Kishif or Shem. Now, the Moshe, it says, Kenan, they already agreed, Etzvelikim. Why did they agree Etzvelikim? Because Shadim don't control on something smaller than Adosh. Why didn't they do Kishif? It's only Mazel why they didn't do Shadim. So it's interesting. The Beis HaLevi already goes with this Mahalach. Kishif is only Dinyan. First of all, Kishif doesn't work when you're in water. The minute you're in water, it goes back to its original state. And another rule, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin also. And another rule is Kishif, you have to be standing on the ground for Kishif to work. So when they did Kenan, once Moshe and Aaron made Kenan, so the Khartoumim are not standing on the ground. The Kenan is Chatzitzit to them on the ground. So they're not able to do Kishif because they're not standing on the ground. Now they attempted to do Shadim, but then they realized it's too small. Now why is Parim a small Etzbelikim? Pari should say, okay, Shadim it can't be because Shadim doesn't work less than a Hadashah. But maybe you guys did Kishif. So the chap is no. Kishif is only a dimyan. If it's Kishif, then it's not really Kenan. It's only a dimyan, and then they're still standing on the ground, and they should also be able to do Kenan. the chartumim chab then pare that it's etzbeli kim, because if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron's kinim is only kishif, then they're still on the ground, and they would also be able to do. It must be it's really kinim. How can it be real kinim? Kishif doesn't make real things, and shadim is not less than adosha. Etzbeli kim. Now the Marsha says fine. So by kinim they gave up. Why didn't they do arayv? Arev is bigger than Adasha. Why didn't they do Arev? Also, the ground turned back into the thing. You could do Arev with Kishrev, with Shadim. So the Marsha says, you know, they had enough. They had enough with the from the Arev. There was enough Arev already without. They didn't need. But I saw a very interesting Chassam Sofer. He says, why didn't they do Dever? So he has a Cheshbin. He works out that every Makkah started on Rish Chodesh. Again, I'm hinting that there are many sheetahs to work out this series of the Makkahs, how they were spread out. But he goes with a Cheshbin that it was every Rish Chodesh. And he works out the dates that Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and that's when it was Dever. And he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Kishuv can't be done on Shabbos. Gemara brings the Sanhedrin over there, and that's his cheshbon that by Dever it was already, it wasn't able to be because it was Shabbos. It's part of a bigger cheshbon that he makes. Now by Makas Dam already, so was it really Dam or not? And again, Moshe and Aaron's was real dam, but when the Chartumim attempted to make dam, it can't be kishif, because kishif doesn't work in water. It was with shadim, but what exactly was it? Were they bringing real dam, or it looked like dam, it's not klar, but it says klar that the Mitzrim, if they wanted to drink water, then they would be able to buy it. How much did they have to pay? So there's one medrash that says that they would go, you know, machta business, that the Yidden would sell it, that that's how they became... They became wealthy, but how much did they charge? So some say it was lefi oshroi. A wealthier person had to pay more. But there's another pshat, no, it was lefi rishoi. And there's no kunz here. The mitzri would put down money, and he would have the cup. It would still be blood. It's not a kunz. The yid is not finagling him over here. He wants to drink water. It's not going. He has the straw, yeah, you know, like in the picture. It's turning blood. So he puts another $10. He keeps on putting. When it turned into water is when he knew he had to stop paying. But how much did he have to pay? So was it lefi oshroi? Well, no, it was lefi rishoi. The bigger a rush he was, the more he had to pay to turn it into mine. Now it's interesting. By the tzvardeya, it says like this: Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's davening to save them from the tzvardeya, he has to scream. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes. Why? By Yitzhak Moshe. So the Pesach says it's interesting. You know, when you daven, a person, not by Shemayna Esrei, but by other davening, a person is only Yitzha, Tzarech Loimar, how much decibels, how loud, that you're able to hear. What if you're in a room that's very, very loud? Something, I don't know, a lot of screaming, there's a wedding hall, there's music. How loud? Yeah, Yitzhak, a person is davening in the hallway of a wedding hall, there's very, very high music. Birkas Krishma from Meira, yeah? You have to say it loud enough that you're able to hear despite the noise, or just how you would be able to hear it if it would be in a normal audibility room of a room. What's the keveya? So I saw some of the places can bring a raya that you have to be able to literally hear and see the matzav of the noise, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu by the tzvardeya had to scream. So I once heard a ha'ara. The place can bring this raya. I once heard Aura. We said that the Mitzrim suffered the Makkah, and the Yidden didn't suffer the Makkah. And that was a nace. I saw a nace in Nas. It was a nace. Why couldn't the nace be? The Tzardim were making a lot of noise. But if the Yidden wanted to daven Meir, why would it have... Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven over here by Yitzhak. Why does he have to go by Yitzhak beyond the noise? Why would they suffer the noise of the Tzardim? I thought the Yidden didn't suffer. Work it out that the selective hearing nowadays with Bluetooth, white people, you work it out. They don't hear the noise. They hear the noise. What could be the greatest problem? Kach shemat yored. And the person can bring a raya from here. So I thought to say a chiddush. I thought to say a chiddush. It says in Perek Shira that every single chaya says a different pasuk. What does the tzvardeya say? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod. That's what the tzvardeya. It's more in the medrash. The tzvardeya is we're saying baruch shem koyd machus elam vod. Para hears that. Para. Hoser mimani. Mabas, he can't deal with that. He doesn't. Oh, but for the yidden, I'm a chaya. Why do they want to hear baruch shem koyd? Of course it was loud. The oilam, the yidden didn't suffer from the makkah. But what was the makkah? What was the tzok over here? Baruch shem koyd machus elam vod. The mitzvah, the biggest sevel for them. Oh, but for the yidden, Gevaldik. Nogoyf v'rofu. What the market did for them, that was the refuah. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Eloi Lomba. Thank you.